Happy Mother's Day. Excuse me. Welcome to Swatting Flies and Telling Lies. How's everybody doing? It's been a week, man. Friday, I was chilling. It's an off day. And had my kitchen window open. And what's crazy, I had it wide open. I normally, around this time of year, as long as it ain't too windy or rainy, yeah, even then sometimes. But I have it wide open and there's no screen on it, right? And I should have one, but there's not. Whatever. I've been here 9 years. And I it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, a big-ass fucking bird flew into my little kitchen. So I jumped up. And as soon as I jumped up, it got startled and it flew right out. And as it was flying out, I was like, get the fuck out of here. and it was already fucking like halfway out, but I couldn't even tell, but it was a huge fucking bird, man. So I guess I got to buy a screen. Cause come summertime, man, I mean, I do have a window fan, but, that's the second time a bird has flown in. A couple years ago, I was taking out the garbage, left my door wide open, and I came in and a little tiny bird was just chilling on my living room floor, man. Yeah, so that was, I was like, oh shit, man. Startled me a little bit. Got to hang out with my mom Thursday. She came over to stay the night. Ahu took us out to dinner for Mother's Day for her. We went to the 108 Tap House, and my new favorite fucking thing, my new favorite food for right now is the bourbon barbecue wings that they make at the Tap House, the 108 Tap House. Holy shit, is that good, man. It is head and shoulders above everything that I love right now as far as food. So I've had it a little too much. I'm down 7 pounds. Started using the MyFitnessPal. Just started a new workout on the Center app that I am paying for, so I switched it up. It's a more boxing-centric workout, and I think it's mixed with yoga at the end of each week. So, you know, so we got that going. I also saw that the Little League tournament was wrapping up this week in Metlakatla. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so it was, you know, I don't know any of the kids, man. I was just like, cool, I'm glad it's still going on. Got some serious memories of that as a kid. And they let us all play in high school. It's fun, man. And then I saw a bunch of prom pictures and I just want to say, I thought my friend Charlene took too many pictures. Looking back, she did not take a lot of pictures. Today's parents, like, dude, let your kids have fun. Don't go and watch them at the fucking prom. I know I fucking said this last year. I know I say it every time. Don't fucking go be intrusive. I gotta take pictures. No. Someone there is taking pictures. Your kids have phones. Let them take pictures and let them show you or see their posts at the end of the night. Don't you, as a parent, go and be a helicopter parent and just, oh, look at that, their first dance. Oh, look at that. Look at them and their friends. Look at them this. No, get the fuck out of there and let the kids be kids. I'm so fucking thankful that my parents did not do that. Now, my mom took a lot of pictures up until she moved out. But, you know, I'm thankful for those pictures. But you know what she did not do? She did not go into the prom to where I was with my friends. Some parents would come in and I'd be like, dude, what are you doing? Get out. Get to stepping, man. Like, go. Go. Get the fuck out. So that's my old man rant. I'm probably going to rant about that every time. Another thing too, since it's Mother's Day, one of the things, so the story I'm about to tell is pretty fucked up. But I ended up becoming friends with this teacher, pretty good friend up until he retired and met. But it still fucked up what he did. And the story's about my mom. So I'm in fifth grade for the second time. They were just going to push me through. I was failing almost every grade, and they were just pushing me through. And my dad was pissed. He's like, no, you're holding him back. I am not allowing you guys to push my son through. Did I learn the lesson? No, I still fucked off and half-assed my way through school. Tried a little harder. Point being, it's second year of fifth grade. In PE class, Mr. Williams is our teacher. And he told us not to get a drink of water. It was up to him. One, that's a fucked up thing to say and do. And I thought that. I was thirsty and I needed water. So after we were done, or maybe we weren't done, I went and was like, you know, went and just started taking the water from the water faucet. All of a sudden, he grabs me by the back of my neck and slams me against the fucking wall. And I was screaming at him to let me go. And I was cussing at him. And he said he did not give me permission to drink water. It was up to him to when I fucking drink water. Like, that's a fucking archaic way of thinking, man. And I thought that back then. I took off running. I was fucking first off, I was hurt and I was scared. And then I took off, man. I fucking just left and I was crying. And I was like, my dad's going to kick his ass. So when I got home, my mom was there. My dad was not off work. My mom had gotten off her job a little bit early. She was the court clerk and she was home for whatever reason really quickly. And she wanted to know why I was crying. And I told her everything. I told my mom everything. And she was like, motherfucker, we're going up there right now. So I got out of school at 3 o'clock and I made it home by 3:10, 3:15-ish, maybe. Me and my mom were back in this school at 3:25. Mr. Williams was in the hallway and my mom started cussing him out the moment she saw him. My mom laid into him and she shoved him 2 or 3 times hard and told him, don't you ever put your hands on my son again. And if you want to get, you know, physical like that, swing on me. So my mom squared up with Mr. Williams and was shoving him in the chest and tried to shove him in the face. He didn't fight back. And my mom just started screaming at him, don't you ever put your fucking hand on my son again. I'll fucking kill you. What fucking kind of fucked up way of thinking that you think you could do that? Why? My son was thirsty and he tried defending himself. I told him he couldn't have any. She's like, he could have water any fucking time he wants, especially when he's thirsty in PE class. Fuck you. And just fucking read him fucking the riot act. My mom threatened to kick his ass. My mom squared up and he didn't and he wouldn't. And then, you know, I'm still fucking hurt. My eyes are all puffy. I'm still kind of crying. And he starts apologizing and was like, well, if... And it's one of those apologies that you look back on. And it was a half-assed apology. And my mom sniffed that out. And my mom squared up and said, my son deserves a fucking apology. You apologize to my son and it will never fucking happen again. And, you know, he still kind of defended it. And my mom went off on him and fucking shoved him in the face and the chest as hard as she could. And his head went back and you could tell he was getting pissed. And she said, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to get my husband, Eddie Booth, and he's going to kick the fucking shit out of you. And he was already rattled by my mom, and that rattled him even more. He gave my mom fucking did it again, and he asked her to stop. And then my mom said, "Did you stop when my son asked you to, you motherfucker?" And he finally kind of saw the error of his ways and said he was sorry and said he would never do it again. And asked if I accepted his apology. Now, I'm fucking scared. Even though my mom's full fucking throttle, I'm thinking he's going to do something to her. But he's pretty scared at this point. My mom screamed at him and went and complained into the office. Nothing happened. This is the late 80s, and nothing happened. Nothing came of it. And he said he was sorry, said he would never again make me fear like that. And I didn't believe him. I told him to fuck off, flicked him off. I'm fucking res as fuck, man. My mom told him to fuck off and said, "I don't care that you apologize. My husband's going to kick your fucking ass when he gets off work, you motherfucker. Let's go." So me and my mom left. And I just broke down crying in my mom's arms in the truck. And my mom's awesome. So my dad got off work and my mom gave him the blow-by-blow. And my dad went, checked on me, looked at the back of my neck to see if there was any hand marks or anything, and said, "Darlene, sounds like you handled the problem. If it happens again, I'll beat the fuck out of him, but it sounds to me." And then my mom very coldly told my dad, "Get your fucking ass up to the fucking school right now, Eddie." And my dad did. Mr. Williams said he thought that the apology was accepted and that it would never happen again. And my dad said, "Sounds like my wife got through to you. But if you ever lay another hand on my son, she is right. I will fucking kill you. Do not think you could fucking put hands on my boy." Point of the story is my mom's fucking awesome. And even though she was shorter and was outweighed by a lot by a very fit PE teacher who happened to be a man on top of it all, my mom squared up on him and shoved him into the wall. And yeah, man, she's pretty fucking cool. Another story really quick about my mom. So I would hit hard times, like hard times in 2002. Guy I thought was my friend kicked me out for no reason. And then the motherfucker, when I got back on my feet, he got kicked out. And I came home from my job and all his shit was moved in. And I fucking slugged him in the fucking gut. Boom! With my fucking left hand, dropped him. He asked if we were cool. And I said, "Yeah, we're cool now, but you got to stop fucking. You better go around and tell people that why you kicked me out wasn't the reason. It wasn't a fucking true statement." And he was like, "Okay." And I said, "But I'm not," I was like, "I'm not like you. I'm not going to throw you out when you're in need of need." But when I was in need, my mom, who was barely scraping by here in Ketchikan, would send me tuna fish and bread. All right. 99 cents on both of them. She would send me 6 loaves of bread and as many jars of tuna. So I lived on tuna fish for a long time in 2002, going into 2003. And she was broke herself. So, yeah, love you, Mom. And, hey, man, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Later.